Chapter 16, Optimo. As soon as those bastards on the photoshoot team stopped admiring me earlier than they were scheduled to, I knew that something was wrong. It had been one hell of a fucking morning already, but I had hoped that at least one thing could go right. After all, the Warden's Corp paid these photographer fuckers enough that they should actually do their jobs, and really, they should feel fucking lucky as hell that they got to spend time with me, since my time was way more goddamn valuable than theirs. Well, Warden's Corp might be paying them a little less than they normally would, but that was just how business worked. Our stocks were down, our top suits were dead, and now every other most important warden was dead too. When the Badger had been found dead, I'd been upset. When the grisly remains of the Streak had been found, I had been pissed. But when the cops had called me to say that they had found the corpse of Killer Kitten thanks to an anonymous tip, I had been goddamn furious. I had known exactly who was responsible for it. There was only one asshole with enough balls to kill the three most powerful wardens other than myself, of course. But I almost couldn't believe that Miles Nelson had actually done it, mostly because that left only one warden at the top of the food chain. Me. But as much as I liked the sound of that, I also knew that the evil genius would come for me next. I was ready for him, obviously, because at the end of the day, I had the powers of a fucking god, and Miles only had whatever powers his dumb gadgets could give him. He didn't actually have any real powers himself, since an endless supply of money wasn't actually a superpower. Still, I couldn't help but wonder exactly how he had managed to kill all three of the most powerful wardens. The Badger was supposed to be impossible to hurt, let alone kill. And the Streak should have been able to teleport out of the way before Miles caught him. And Killer Kitten might not have the kind of power that I did, but she had been one hell of a fighter, and she should have been able to go up against one fucking human without any superpowers. Unless, of course, Miles had gotten some of his women to do his dirty work for him. Maybe Dynamo had fought Killer Kitten, and the thought of the two of them in a catfight almost made me forget where I was, before I remembered that Helena had ended up dead. Or maybe Miles's mousy little assistant. I laughed before I could even finish the thought. There was no way that the boring little brunette who always tagged after him was capable of anything other than taking a coffee order, and maybe, just maybe, getting the order right. But it didn't really matter whether Dynamo or the evil genius had been the one to murder Killer Kitten. All that mattered was that she was dead. So the only person who could stand in Miles's way now was me. And I'd be damned if I'd let some billionaire asshole bring my Warden's Corp down and rob me of all my money and the adoration of millions of people. Because it was my corporation, goddammit! It would be nothing without me. It wouldn't even exist without me. And if the CEO and the other superheroes couldn't look after themselves, then that was too fucking bad for them. Because I would slaughter every last person in Pinnacle City if it meant that I could keep what I had earned. And if that was what it would take to get rid of the evil genius, then so be it. So yeah, it had been a rough fucking morning. And that meant that when the workers at the photo shoot all suddenly started to run away, I thought I might actually explode.
"Hey, asshole,"
Miles Nelson suddenly said. I whirled around and felt my eyes grow red hot at the sight of the evil genius right behind me. I forced my eyes to return to their normal baby blue color, since there were so many people around with their cameras out, and the guy with the devil horns was clearly the bad guy, so I didn't want them to see my eyes turn red like a demon's and get the wrong impression. Of course, if I had to use my laser vision to finish off Miles Nelson, then I certainly would. I just didn't think it would need to get that far, since this asshole couldn't possibly be that hard to kill.
"You little—"
"Miss me?"
Miles smirked. And then, before I could even taunt him about his devil horns or about where all his women were now, the evil genius hurled himself at me with a surprising amount of speed. It was a dirty hit, since it caught me off guard, so he managed to slam me into one of the pillars of the gazebo before I flung him off me. Instantly, all the people around us began to shriek and run away as far as their pathetic human legs could take them. The pillar trembled a little as I brushed off my cape. But it didn't totally crumble, so I turned to see that Miles had somehow suddenly appeared in the middle of the gazebo, even though he had just been right in front of me a second ago. I must have blinked a little longer than I thought, since otherwise I couldn't figure out how he could have moved so fast. "Did you finally decide to face your fears and come to fight me? I hope you already made arrangements with the funeral home."
"Is that the best you've got?"
Miles laughed beneath his helmet.
"I thought you would have spent a little more time planning out your punchlines. After all, you've wanted to kill me for, oh, I don't know, forever, maybe?"
"I see you didn't bring any backup," I growled, and tried to ignore his question. "Where are all your women now?"
"Right where they need to be. But, where's all your backup? Like the Streak and Killer Oh, that's right. They're all dead, aren't they?"
I pushed myself up off the ground and flew straight toward him. It should have been fast enough for me to grab him, fly out of the gazebo with him, and then drop him to a quick death on top of some skyscraper downtown. But instead, when I tried to snatch at him, I found only empty air. Immediately, I looked up at the sound of splintering wood, just in time to see a huge burned hole in the roof of the gazebo. I could see Miles Nelson through the hole, and he was higher up in the air than he had any right to be. "How the fuck did he do that?" I murmured. But then I suddenly remembered that there was a whole crowd of civilians all around me, and I couldn't let them think for a second that I was surprised. I shot up into the air right through the gazebo roof after him. But then I hovered right above it, so I could look down at the crowd in the park. "Stay back, citizens! Let the professionals handle—" Out of nowhere, the evil genius slammed into me before I could finish my sentence. We hurtled through the air together until I recovered my balance and flung him off me again. But it was too late to change my trajectory, so my back slammed into the top of the swing set behind me. A few kids and their shrill mothers screamed as the entire swing set toppled over. But I didn't even stop long enough to see the damage. Instead, I just shot forward through the air again and decided to give Miles Nelson a taste of his own medicine. He had disappeared again, so as I scanned the ground for any sign of the bastard, I heard shouts of thanks and relief behind me, so I flipped around midair to look back at the swing set on its side. That blonde, floaty bitch hovered right above the ground. And she had grabbed and then slowly lowered two children toward the ground that would have otherwise been thrown right out of the swings and had their little brains dashed open. Apparently, Miles had brought backup after all. I narrowed my eyes as I looked at the beautiful blonde. She should have wanted to work with me, not Miles, just like she should have wanted to fuck me, too. Didn't she have goddamn eyes in that ditzy blonde head of hers? What the fuck did she see in Miles that she wouldn't have seen in me? Whatever. She was about to regret her choice, I knew that much. And fuck the civilians. If they were too stupid to get out of my way, then they deserved whatever they got. I had bigger things to deal with than a bunch of crybaby children who got knocked loose from a swing set. And if someone caught me on camera, then fuck it. I was powerful enough to come out on the other side and still look like a god. And whoever didn't worship me, well, they would just have to be destroyed. So I might as well start with this blonde bitch. I let my eyes grow red hot, and then I felt the lasers shoot out of my eyes straight at the floating blonde. But before they burned a hole right through the middle of her little body, she darted out of the way and even managed to push a mother and child out of the way, too. Before I could try to blast her again, I saw movement on the edge of my vision. So I whirled to face whatever projectile that Miles had fired at me. I held up my hand to deflect it, but at the last second I realized that it wasn't a projectile at all. It was Miles himself. That asshole was fucking flying! I was able to recover quickly enough to propel myself toward him at the same time he flew toward me, so we slammed into each other in the middle of the air. He tried to grab me by the cape, so I just grabbed him by the forearms, until I felt something sharp prick against my palms. I jerked my hands back and saw that there were razors in the forearm armor of Miles's suit. If I had been some normal fucker on the street, they might have sliced my hands right down to the bone. But since they would still keep me from getting a good grip on him, I just yanked myself away from him and let him rip the cape off my suit so I could put a little distance between us. I started to fly toward the buildings downtown. Since it would be easier to hide and strike from behind buildings instead of in the open air over the park. But when I had flown only a few dozen feet forward, I felt something burn into the back of my shoulder and felt my muscles scream as the heat tore right through them. I plunged toward the ground before I recovered enough to spiral back up into the air, but my shoulder hurt like a motherfucker. Miles must have made some really serious upgrades to his suit, if he now had the ability to target me with such a powerful laser. But it didn't matter that his suit was pretty badass now. It was still just a suit. And that meant Miles was still just a weak, pathetic human underneath it, while I was a fucking god. So when I spiraled back up into the air, I decided to take a quick detour before I flew into downtown Pinnacle City. First, I flipped around and blasted my eye lasers at Miles, so he had to drop back down to the ground to avoid me. Then, once he was out of the way, I circled back toward the playground in the park and saw that the blonde was still there. I didn't even try to aim my laser vision. Instead, I just let the white-hot heat take over my eyes as I dove toward the ground. I smelled the grass catch on fire at the same time that I grabbed the fallen swing set and then hurled it through the air toward the blonde. When my laser vision faded, I looked around, only to see that while I had burned a giant hole in the ground, the blonde had managed to float herself and all the civilians around her to safety, except for one kid by the seesaw. But even though the swing set had slammed into the seesaw and should have pummeled that little snot-nosed fucker into the earth, some woman had grabbed the seesaw and held it up to protect both of them from the impact. And goddamn if she wasn't the sexiest woman that I had ever seen. She was a dirty blonde with a perfect face. Big, dick-sucking lips, nice round tits, an impossibly tiny waist, and hips just begging to be plowed. I had no idea who she was, but just the fact that she was working for this rich, nerdy asshole pissed me off.
Nice work, Eileen,
Miles said from somewhere close to me. At first, I didn't see him, but that was probably because I was distracted by the fact that, of course, this woman was with Miles. Was every hot woman in the city with the evil genius? It sure as hell seemed like it. Or if they weren't with him, then they definitely wanted to be. It didn't make sense. These bitches should be begging for a chance to be with me. But for some fucking reason, they couldn't seem to get enough of Miles Nelson. I looked down just as I heard something sizzle through the air toward me. One second, I saw the sparks of electricity from a taser fire up through the air toward me, and the next, I felt myself plunge toward the ground as the shock shuddered through my whole body. It was only enough to stun me, so it didn't actually knock me out. Instead, just before I made a giant hole in the middle of the park, I recovered and landed on my own 2 feet. The evil genius was right in front of me when I stood up. And the moment I saw the smug look on his face, I decided enough was enough. His suit might be badass, and he might have managed to surprise me a couple of times, but this little game was about to come to an end. I was Optimo, the greatest superhero in the world, and there wasn't a chance in hell that I was going to let some billionaire playboy take all of that away from me just because he woke up one day and decided to play superhero. I immediately fired my laser vision straight at my enemy's skull, but his horned helmet protected him long enough that he could shoot up into the sky away from me. I wanted to know how the fuck his suit gave him the ability to fly almost as well as me, but I didn't have time to think about that right now. I just blasted up into the air after him, and this time I gave myself an extra little push of strength, so I caught up to the evil genius in just a few seconds. I slammed into his back, wrapped my arms around him, and hurtled through the air toward downtown. I looked over his shoulder, down at the ground, and fired a few more blasts of my laser vision at Miles's two women on the ground. But they managed to avoid every single one, and they even managed to get the civilians out of the way who were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now that I had a good grip on Miles, I couldn't believe how easy it had been. So I just flew even faster toward the skyscrapers downtown. I wanted to throw this motherfucker into the side of a building and see how much his suit would protect him then. Or maybe I would just drop him from as high up as I could go, since there was no way his suit could protect him from a 70-story fall, and there was definitely no way he could have designed his suit to hover at that kind of height. Just as I shot up along the side of the closest skyscraper toward the very top, I heard a little click, and then I felt Miles elbow me in the stomach with enough force to actually make me gasp. I let go of him, but as he flew away in the opposite direction, he turned back toward me mid-air and flung a grenade straight at me. The pin had already been pulled. It was too close for me to just twist and avoid it. So instead I hurled myself toward the grenade, grabbed it in one hand, and then threw it with all my strength toward the closest skyscraper. The explosive detonated just as it hit the window of the 60th floor or so, and the air filled with smoke and screams from the panicked people inside. I bet they wished that their Optimo could save them now. But I had bigger fish to fry than just a handful of fucking assholes in a skyscraper. If I didn't kill the evil genius, then he would destroy everything that I had worked so hard to build, and there was no goddamn way that I would let that happen. Still, the grenade had given me an idea. So even as I heard the building fire alarm start to go off, I twisted around and then dove all the way down toward the street. Halfway to the ground, I saw Miles. So I decided to throw him off enough that I could actually carry out my plan. I twisted again at the last second and ripped through the air toward him. But this time, I didn't grab him and try to carry him up into the air. Instead, I made a fist with one hand, pushed all my strength into the muscles of my arm, and then punched him square in the middle of his smug face. My hand almost immediately felt like it was on fire from where my knuckles had rammed into his metal helmet. But I had packed enough force into the punch that it blew Miles backward and straight into the side of a high stone building. The corner of the building crumbled under the weight of his impact. Since it wasn't enough to make the building actually collapse, I flew toward him and slammed into him again. But this time, I hurled him toward a window as soon as I had stunned him. His body cracked the glass, but the evil genius managed to dart away before I could grab him and actually throw him through the window. It was like nothing I did to him seemed to hurt him at all, and I wondered for half a second if I might be in over my head. But as Miles disappeared somewhere above me, I dismissed the thought and decided that I had distracted him enough to carry out the rest of my plan. But right before I carried it out, I decided to unleash a little steam. So I just let my laser vision sear through the glass window that Miles had cracked, and then let it burn through anything and everything that was on the other side of the glass. People started to scream, of course, but I'd like to hear how helpless they felt. It meant they were desperate for a hero. But I wanted to let them all squirm a little longer. I needed them to see exactly how bad the evil genius was, so they would be grateful when I finally came back to save them. After all, Miles Nelson was the reason for all of this. He was the reason that I had been angry enough to set the office in front of me on fire, and he was the reason all of these people were screaming and dying now. If he hadn't pissed me off, this never would have happened. This was all his fault. As I flew away from the window, I heard movement behind me in the air and saw that the blonde bitch from the park had followed us, and now she was floating people out of the two buildings that I had wrecked and down toward the ground at a safe speed. I thought about going after her, but I knew that Miles would be back any second from wherever he had flown off to, so I decided to create an even bigger distraction. I flew back down to the street and picked the easiest target. If Miles wanted to pretend to be the good guy and save all the stupid fuckers who got in my way, then I would just give him enough material to work with until he was so overwhelmed that he was too weak to fight me anymore. Sure, it would be a hell of a PR campaign after everything was all said and done, but I had saved my own ass after even worse PR disasters before, so I could handle this. Hell, I had killed 20 civilians one time because I had fired my laser vision at the wrong train car, and I had gotten 2 new sponsorship deals the very next week. Of course, the Warden's Corp PR team had helped me manage that one, but I didn't need them this time. I could take care of it on my own, just like I could take care of Miles Nelson. and even though the PR team had told me to stop using my laser vision at all after that, they weren't here to stop me now, so that was exactly what I intended to do. I turned my focus on the street below me and let my laser vision burn into the ground. As I flew over top of it, I left a giant smoking crevice in the asphalt, and I even burned several cars right in half as they tried to twist and turn to avoid me. But really, there was no way for these little ants to avoid me, not when I had the power of a god, and they were less than nothing. It had been a while since I used my laser vision so much, so I must have been out of practice, since my eyes throbbed with pain a few seconds after I started. I let my eyes return to normal, and as the pain in my head subsided, I dipped lower until I was just above all the cars on the crowded street. When I glanced over my shoulder, I saw that the evil genius was almost right behind me, so I dipped even lower and grabbed the closest car that I could find. Immediately, I lifted it into the air like it weighed next to nothing, and then I hurled it and its four screaming passengers back toward Miles. I twisted in the air and flew backwards so I could watch my handiwork, but Miles reacted so quickly that he avoided the car completely. I thought he might flip around and try to save the civilians inside, but instead, I looked past him and saw that someone else had already taken care of it for him. Miles's blonde woman had left her post by the skyscraper and somehow managed to keep the car afloat a few seconds longer than it should have been. Apparently, that was just enough time for none other than fucking Dynamo to catch the car with her super strength and carefully set it and its four shrill passengers back down on the ground. Of course, Dynamo was still with him. I had secretly hoped that she had abandoned Miles and would show up in my defense as a repentant warden any second now, but it seemed like she was dumber than I thought, so she had stayed with the evil genius when she could have had me. But if the blonde bitch had left the skyscrapers, then had she already been able to evacuate everyone? Maybe everyone else had been able to make it to the stairwell and get out. But if that was the case, I would just need to be a little more brutal with my next attack, so all of his women would be too busy to help him anymore. The next time I spotted Miles, he hovered a few stories above the ground about a block away, and it looked like he had just activated some sort of laser in his horned helmet. As I flew toward him and picked up speed, I zigzagged back and forth to avoid the laser. And then at the last second, I veered up instead of slamming into him. He flew up after me, but I didn't let him catch me. Instead, I flew all the way up the side of the skyscraper and then right back down again on the other side. Miles followed right behind me, and I planned for him to follow me right into the building, so I could set the whole floor on fire, and then we could see just how heroic Miles really was. But before I could twist in the air again, I felt another burning sensation in my back, and then right after that I felt the evil genius slam into my lower spine. The force hurled me into the side of the building, and even as dust and rubble started to crumble off toward the ground, Miles rammed into me again. This time, his fists found my face, and I felt my thick jaw resist about three full-force punches until it cracked under the pressure. I gritted my teeth because it hurt too much to open my fucking mouth and curse. I rushed forward, grabbed the evil genius by the top of his suit, and then hurled him into the skyscraper across the street. He crashed straight through the window this time, but before I could follow him inside, the blare of sirens filled the road below me, so I glared down at the noise and accidentally fired my laser vision again. Only this time it was straight at a line of squad cars that was trying to evacuate people in the area. The cops all took cover from me and shouted to the civilians all to watch out for Optimo, but it was too late. I didn't care anymore. I just wanted to kill Miles Nelson. The evil genius had recovered by then, so as he flew out to the skyscraper, I raced toward him and tackled him in the middle of the air. Every time I threw a punch that should have knocked him out, or at least sent him flying down the whole block, Miles seemed to just absorb the blow. And then he threw his own weight against me in return. And while I would never have told anyone this, I swore that he might actually be stronger than me. But I wouldn't let that stop me. We hurtled up and down every street downtown, as we seemed to take turns who got slammed into the side of each building that we passed. but neither one of us could gain any kind of advantage. When I dipped down to grab a car and throw it at him, he dodged in time for Dynamo or the blonde to catch it. And whenever I set a building or a car on fire to try and slow him down, the sexiest woman that I'd ever seen back in the park seemed to appear out of nowhere to help any civilians who got in my way. One time when I passed a giant skyscraper that I had partially collapsed, I even noticed that little brunette assistant who belonged to Miles, since she was rappelling down the side of the building with a pregnant woman in tow. The assistant was hotter than I remembered, but that didn't stop me from firing a laser blast right at her, and the pregnant woman with her. I felt Miles crash into me from the side before my laser vision actually reached his mousy assistant. So instead, my shoulder just plowed right into a telephone pole. I slid down the pole to get my feet on the ground. But once I had a little traction, I didn't fly back up into the air after Miles. Instead, I turned and ran down the street toward the closest tractor-trailer that I spotted. I ran in little diagonals to avoid the blasts from Miles' latest laser weapon. But when I reached a police blockade, I didn't even bother to fly up and over it. I wanted to keep my feet on the ground to try to throw Miles off his game. So I let my laser vision blast toward the cops. It ripped through one of their vehicles and even caught one of the cops in the stomach. But as it severed his top from his bottom, I wasn't upset. And I certainly didn't slow down. It actually looked funny to see his little legs kick out, while his top half just slid off his waist and toppled to the ground in a smoking heap. I laughed as I ran through the police blockade, but none of the cops tried to stop me. Sure, they looked horrified at what I had just done, but they were also fucking scared as hell of me, just like they should be. So they just stepped aside and tried to help the civilians who kept getting in my way instead. After I passed all the cops, I saw exactly where I wanted to lead Miles. Even though his suit somehow allowed him to survive one direct hit from me after another, there was no way that the evil genius could survive a direct hit from a tractor trailer. Right before I reached the big truck, I wrapped my hands around the next streetlight that I passed and ripped it up from the asphalt. I hurled it toward the group of school children who were trying to evacuate across the street. And just like I planned, Miles immediately abandoned his pursuit of me so he could go catch the pole. The rich asshole caught the streetlight just before it slammed into the snot-faced kids. And as he lowered it to the ground, the kids all screamed and ran as far away as their pudgy little legs could carry them. But since I had distracted him for a few seconds with the pole, that had given me time to pick up my real weapon, the fucking tractor-trailer parked on the side of the road. I slid underneath it, braced my feet against the earth, pushed it up with all my might, and then hurled the goddamn thing straight at Miles Nelson across the street. He turned just in time to see it fly toward him, but it slammed into him before he could dodge out of the way. The whole tractor-trailer collided into the building behind him, but even though I knew it had crashed into Miles, that wasn't good enough for me. I wanted to make damn sure that the hit had been so strong that his stupid little supersuit couldn't protect him from all his internal injuries. So I strode across the street toward the tractor-trailer that was now sprawled on its side. My laser vision activated again, and it burned through one layer of metal in the trailer after another, until the side of the vehicle split apart and melted. I kept walking forward into the tractor-trailer itself. And as I continued to use my laser vision, the other side of the truck started to melt away too. When it pierced through the last layer of metal, I felt it still burning into something on the other side. The smell of the burn was different now, so I knew it was something other than the metal of the truck, like his supersuit. A few minutes later, I felt pain throb into my eye sockets again, so I let the lasers die away. And then I peeled back the smoking metal so I would finally be able to see Miles's ruined corpse. Instead, the tractor-trailer rocked all around me, and I fell back to land on my ass. I looked up as I heard the hiss of metal above me, and it was just in time to roll out of the way before a laser-cut hunk of the tractor-trailer siding toppled down right on top of where I'd been. I scrambled backward out of the truck itself and looked up to see what the fuck had just burned a hole in the metal. It couldn't be Miles, because he was dead on the other side of that tractor-trailer. But the laser cut in the metal looked like something that I might have done. if I had a little more precise control over my laser vision. The moment I staggered out of the truck and looked up, I realized that I had been wrong about everything. Miles Nelson stood on top of the tractor trailer with his usual smirk. And even though his suit was burned so badly that the top half was completely gone, and even his horned helmet was now missing, there didn't seem to be a single goddamn scratch on him. The supersuit wasn't what gave the evil genius his powers. The powers all came from Miles himself. "Oh, fuck," I murmured.